My name is Teresa Badiger. I'm from Indiana, from the School of Medicine, and I'm going to talk briefly about a project I've been working on for a couple of years now, looking at where people go for STD services using electronic medical records. There were a lot of people involved in the study, still involved, the Regenstrief Institute, our biostatisticians, the School of Medicine, the Marion County Public Health Department, and then the CDC was also involved. So why do we actually care about where people go for STD services? Despite preventative efforts, STDs continue to represent a significant public health challenge in the United States. Previous studies report that probably less than or equal to 20% of patients actually received their STD care at a STD clinic. In 2014, they reported approximately 8% of chlamydia cases, 13% of gonorrhea cases, and 26% of the primary and secondary syphilis cases, which has decreased actually from previous years. However, these clinics act. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Better? Okay, sorry. however, they do act as safety net providers for some of our highest risk populations, including minorities and our high-risk MSM, and they possess the expertise for counseling and risk assessment that's needed to help prevent continued spread of STIs. There's not much data existing regarding where people go for STD services based on recorded information. A lot of the previous studies have been based on survey data that requires participant recall. So what we wanted to do is look at data from actual electronic health records to determine where people go. Some of the reasons that people have studied looking at why people go to STD clinics are accessibility, expertise, and low cost. With the advent of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, understanding where people go for STD services is critical for allocating the available resources that we have. So what we did, this specific part of the study was a part of a larger project which created this de-identified integrated registry containing the electronic health records from the Indiana Network for Patient Care, otherwise known as the INPC, and then the Marion County Public Health Department's STD control program. The data from these two sources were linked using a probabilistic algorithm to enable identification of unique individuals and kind of follow them across their health care service encounters through both systems. The registry basically consists of a couple of SAS data files that are kept in a virtual environment, and it allows our collaborators to access those SAS files and do their data analysis. For this project, the data registry was used to examine visit type for patients who had at least one STD test performed from 2003 to 2014. And the STD tests that we were specifically looking at were gonorrhea, chlamydia, and syphilis. Descriptive statistics were performed to determine patient characteristics associated with presenting to a specific location over another. And then the sites of care were further characterized into the ED, inpatient, outpatient, and STD, which was our Marion County Public Health Department. So data analysis is still ongoing, but some of the provisional results are going to be discussed in the following slides. So when looking at patient characteristics, this table shows the patient characteristics associated with presenting to just the INPC, just the Marion County Public Health Department, and those individuals who presented to both locations. Within the INPC, you can see that 76% of individuals were women and 24% were men. This may be related to our OB-GYN care and potentially the fact that women present for care more often than men do. Within the Marion County Public Health Department data, the opposite is true. More men present to our STD clinics than women. When looking at sex across sources, so looking at women across all sources, 38% of women only use the STD clinic for testing, and 73% of men use the STD clinic only for testing. There is this subset kind of on the far right of people who present to both locations, and we're currently trying to tease out why they would choose one location over another for a specific visit. So we're still working on that. Data regarding race breakdown presenting to specific sites is still being analyzed, but you can see the breakdown within each system by sex in this chart. Of note, the individuals who present to both sources look to be a little bit younger than those that present to one source or another only. As far as the insurance, the Marion County Public Health Department doesn't routinely gather that data, so this fact that most of the insurance is unknown is less surprising. Figure one, this is a this shows where people go for testing by location over time. So this was created at a visit level analysis, and it was broken down into the emergency department, inpatient, outpatient, and STD. The y-axis shows the number of visits. The x-axis shows by year, and you can see this kind of green colored bar is our outpatient source, and they consistently have the highest number of visits with who have recorded STD testing. This is regardless of positive or negative. And then the STD is these brown bars down here. And they proportionally are quite a low part of the number of tests per year. However, when you look at where people go when they have positive tests, so this graph is set up the same way. So number of visits with a positive test is on the y-axis and the year is on the x-axis. And you can still see that the outpatient clinics have the highest number of visits with a positive test. But when you look at the STD clinic here, the bars are much higher than they were in the other graph, making them a little bit, it looks like they're proportionally higher number of positive tests, visits with positive tests seen in the STD clinic. So taking those first two figures, we wanted to look at percent visit positivity by location over time. So we basically took the previous two graphs and made them into a percent so that we could see the percentage. Of note, we denoted that if you had any positive test in the visit, it made the entire visit positive. So the STD clinic generally tests more than one site, so it doesn't bring down the number of positive tests for the visit. The outpatient, so looking at this, the purple bar now is the STD clinic. So you can see that percent positivity is much higher in the STD clinics, followed closely by the emergency department. You can see that kind of the percent positivity, visit positivity over time appears to be decreasing in the STD clinics, but the rest of the sites appear to be stable. So we'll see what that means as further data analysis goes on. So in summary, kind of the number of the individuals who present exclusively to the INPC system for care, 76% of them are women, 24% are men. The opposite appears to be true for those who present only to the Marion County Public Health Department. The majority of tests are performed in the outpatient settings, and the number of visits with positive tests is also highest in the outpatient settings, while only a small proportion of tests are performed through the STI clinic. However, the proportion of positive tests is actually higher in the STD clinics when compared to the other sites. Kind of the challenges that I learned about when dealing with this kind of large data set, which I had never worked with, is that the data is extracted from existing electronic medical records, basically. So there's missing data, there's incomplete data, because it's based on what other people have recorded. And the INPC is very good about recording all the data for central Indiana, but the outlying counties may have more incomplete data. In addition, because it's such a large data set, it's labor and resource intensive, and there has to be meticulous data review and validation at each step. Additionally, merging two kind of large data sets is a little bit challenging. The matching algorithm was a little bit complicated. So in conclusion, determining where people go for care is important for resource allocation and funding, especially with budget cuts in the era where we have the Affordable Care Act. While the data shows that only a small proportion of testing is done in the public STD clinics, these clinics see a significant number of positive tests. Additionally, they serve our high-risk populations that may not have access to STD services otherwise. And we spend time educating and counseling the patients to hopefully try to prevent recurrence of these sexually transmitted diseases. Additionally, this registry facilitates a unique analysis of the delivery of STD services in an urban population across multiple healthcare systems, and the data set will be there for further research projects that people would like to develop. So I think that STD clinics still continue to play a crucial role in STD control. Acknowledgements, the CDC helped fund this project. Gui Yutao and Karen Hoover have been collaborating with us, and then the Marion County Public Health Department helped add additional data. Thank you.
We'll just keep going.